Coming to you from Google Cloud Next 2024 in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Billy Mitchell, Executive Editor of Scoop News Group. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today we have a special podcast recorded from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino on the Vegas Strip, home of Next 2024, with more than 30,000 attendees. For this podcast, I had the tremendous opportunity to speak with Sandra Joyce, Vice President of Mandiant Intelligence, which is now owned by Google Cloud. During our conversation, we touched on what's keeping CISOs up at night, how generative AI is impacting the cybersecurity industry, the evolving cyber threat landscape, and the need for more partnership to fend off advanced threats. This is one of many interviews captured at Google Next, so make sure to tune into the others released throughout this week. Now, without further ado, here's my interview with Sandra Joyce. Sandra, so nice to meet you. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, we're here at Google Next in Vegas and a lot going on. And I know later today, it hasn't happened yet, but you'll be a part of a roundtable talking about what keeps CISOs up at night. So I figured that's an easy place to start the conversation and would love to get sort of a preview of what you see as those things that are most troubling for CISOs or cyber professionals today. And bonus points if you can connect it to the public sector.
Yeah, you got it. So I think that what CISOs are looking at today is really, you know, if you think of something that's called the attack surface, right? Everything that they have to defend. So not only do they have, you know, dozens and dozens of vendors which they're doing business with that is, you know, trying to defend their territory, their organization, their infrastructure, but all of those technologies having to come together and work as a team, let's say, to achieve those outcomes and those security outcomes, that can get very complicated. In addition to that, just going out into the threats themselves, there's just more threats. They're more complex. They're getting, you know, threat actors are getting more sophisticated, more ruthless. So a CISO's job is just getting harder and harder, and not necessarily with growing budgets either.
Sure. And you know, it's getting harder. One of the things we've heard a lot about that I think is becoming an issue for CISOs that they have to deal with in one way or the other is AI. Generative AI is a big, you know, topic at this conference. And I'd love to hear, you know, what you see as some of the biggest opportunities for cybersecurity professionals to leverage AI, whether that's ML or, you know, generative AI types, large language models. Is it, you know, something that is weighing on them as part of that, keeping them up at night?
Well, I think that AI has tremendous, you know, applications for defense. And so, you know, when my team looks at threats outside of the infrastructure, what we're looking at is threat actors from nation states, cyber criminals, hacktivists, all types. And thankfully, right now, we're in this real period of opportunity is what I like to call it. So we are not seeing, all of the breaches that we investigate, we're not seeing AI as the main factor in any of those breaches, which means to me that we have an opportunity to develop our own AI for defenses. What we are seeing is AI used to do information operations. We're seeing it in the underground with purported jailbreak chatbots that they can, you know, provide access to. These are pretty low level and very questionable things. It's experimentation. So there's not a ton going on that I would say would outpace what you could traditionally do in the threat landscape. On the other hand, what we're doing with AI internally is very exciting. So we're using it for many different, you know, uses, including productivity. So we're using it to reverse malware faster. We're using it to look at adversary smart contracts. We're doing that type of experimentation and putting it into our workflows, and we're already getting some gains in productivity. And that's the important part, because if you're looking at the future of cybersecurity, what it really is a growing problem that we cannot keep throwing people at the problem. We need to have technical solutions, and AI is one way we could start doing that.
I've heard a number of people, particularly in the public sector, talk about AI versus AI, offensive AI, defensive AI. Is that something you see being an eventuality down the line?
And, you know, is it, I don't want to make it a horse race sort of analogy or like sports casting, but it does seem like a lot of people try to contextualize it in that way. So is that something you see, and is there a certain side? It sounds like maybe the bad actors don't necessarily have the advantage at this point, based on your analysis, saying that you don't see it in a lot of attacks, but where would you kind of rank it at this point in having the AI on the defensive side versus AI on the offensive side?
I think, again, this is about a period of opportunity. And so the thing that I'm focused on with the threat intelligence portion is, are we doing everything we can now to make the investments and the resources to create an AI advantage on defense? And I think that's exactly what Google is doing right now. And the exciting thing is that all of those, you know, the research and development really is outpacing anywhere else. And I think that we also have to realize that for all of the things that are going on, we cannot deny the reality that, you know, there are bad guys out there. There are adversaries. They are developing AI capabilities just as we are. We happen to be quite a bit ahead of them, but they are developing it. And we need to, at this point, understand that that's in the best interest of all of our organizations, all of our countries, to make sure that we're putting this as a major priority. This is the technology of the future. This is how things are going to be underpinned in terms of how society works. So we have a responsibility now to lead in AI.
Turning it a little bit to more of just the traditional cloud security landscape, cloud is pretty ubiquitous, you know, whether it's commercial or even in the public sector. And I'm, you know, interested in hearing more potentially about what that cloud security looks like moving forward in the coming months and years, particularly for like highly regulated and those public sector, highly secured ecosystems. You know, as like more and more, I guess, tension grows in places like or the U.S. with China, in Gaza, in Ukraine, and things like that. You know, how are commercial cloud providers and those regulated industries having to come closer together to make sure that they're both working aligned and in lockstep towards that mission?
I think that one of the great things about cloud technology is it's very well suited to defend in a complex environment. It doesn't have the same vulnerabilities, let's say, as an on-prem situation, and it does create, you know, we saw this in Ukraine. We know that cloud technologies can be a very good mechanism to quickly secure and take data to where we need it to be and how we need it to be protected. So I think that in this increasingly complex environment, there is really, I don't think, any other reasonable place where you can see security going than to really doubling down on cloud. And we can see organizations, governments, everybody doing this for a reason. It does provide that the complex defense, and it makes it simply harder for threat actors to do what they want to do.
As you work with CISOs, again, particularly on the public sector side, how do you work with them to kind of build trust? I know there's still worry, you know, in the cloud, and you know, anytime something's not on-prem and you're moving it off, my data is somewhere else. How do you work to ensure that, you know, they have trust and that there's, you know, that they feel that their information is safe in the hands of a public cloud provider?
I think that that's where Google has a great track record of, you know, providing that type of security. You know, one piece that I have been told is that there hasn't yet been a reported ransomware incident, for example, in Chrome Enterprise, which is quite an astounding thing considering the ransomware scourge that we are, that we are suffering right now. So I think that it's there are plenty of places where you can point to it being very successful and a very logical step to take. What we can't do is stay with the current construct, which is organizations with a ton of shadow IT, where they don't even know what their attack surface is, with legacy technologies, no security by design, and that's where threat actors are flourishing. They're taking every opportunity, and that's why the modernization is so important.
So, you know, there's a lot of announcements here today that, obviously were made out in the show floor. I'd love to hear, are there any in particular that you are most excited about for the cybersecurity landscape?
I think that for Chrome Premium is a really great announcement that I'm very excited about just because it has such a great track record. You know, we believe it is the most secure browser and enterprise system that you can have. So just to know that we're really doubling down there is very exciting. And this is the, you know, where I think security is going.
So sort of to close out, you know, we've talked a lot about different trends, whether it's AI, threat intelligence sharing, sort of what's going on, you know, across the world today. What's the outlook for you? What are the big trends you see coming through the rest of 2024 and into 2025?
I think that organizations are seeing how important it is to have very, very good threat intelligence. And it's not just for big companies anymore. This is the type of thing where if you don't understand your threat profile, if you don't understand what's coming at you and why and who, then you're not going to really be equipped to understand how to defend against it. You know, a lot of these threat actors have playbooks that they run over and over and over again. They exploit the same vulnerabilities. They're doing some of the same things. And the more a security organization knows about that and where they're most vulnerable, the more they can put up a very, very good defense. And we see that happening successfully every single day. So I think that's what's exciting about where I see it is so much development and realization now. Threat intelligence has come out of this sort of obscurity into a very mainstream necessity, and I think that's going to help security overall.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.